time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Good can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Everybody drive safe out there. It is, it's nasty out. It's nasty out, man.
Very nice.
Let us get to our headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
All right. We got some news from Panthers practice. David Dwork going to join us next hour. We will talk to him and get all the happenings there. But from his Twitter account, Paul Maurice says, Sasha Barkov looked and felt good today. Final decision on his game three status will come after they get to Edmonton. So he is looking like a game time decision, but obviously things going in the right direction for the Panthers captain and star. So great news there for your Panthers. Game three tomorrow, 8 o'clock north of the border. Panthers lead this series 2-0. They get this one. They can put the death grip on it, obviously. It is what everybody's saying. It's going to be a crazy, crazy atmosphere. The Panthers the Panthers have thrived so far in those types of environments, so very much looking forward to it. Cannot wait.
Interesting stat. There were 26 wins on the road, 26 wins at home.
They've handled it, man.
That travels.
The sad news today, an absolute legend passed away. Jerry West, gone at 86 years old. A lot of tributes and statements rolling in. Stephen A. Smith says Michael Jordan had texted him the following. I am so deeply saddened at the news of Jerry's passing. He was truly a friend and mentor, like an older brother to me. Rest in peace, logo. So there you go. The goat to the logo. Adam Silver has put out a statement, Leroy, on the passing of Jerry West. He says that Jerry West was a basketball genius and a defining figure in our league for more than 60 years. He distinguished himself not only as the NBA champion and an all-star in 14 seasons of playing, but also the consummate competitor who embraced the biggest moments. He was the league's first finals MVP and made rising to the occasion for his signature quality, earning him the nickname Mr. Clutch. I value my friendship with Jerry and the knowledge he shared with me over the many years. On behalf of the NBA, we send our deepest condolences to Jerry's wife, Karen, his family, and many friends in the NBA community. So that part of the statement that was put out by the commissioner of the league, Adam Silver, and LeBron has tweeted as well, Leroy, on the passing of Jerry West. We'll truly miss our convos, my dear friend. My thoughts and prayers go to your wonderful family. Forever love, Jerry. Rest in paradise, my guy. So,
I'm surprised nobody has attacked LeBron over that.
What? That's what you got out of that?
No, but I'm just saying, you know, like anytime.
Wait, have we checked LeBron, Skip Bayless's Twitter? Maybe. We haven't checked
yet. You know what I mean. Stop. Like, I genuinely think that everybody in basketball loved Jerry West. Anybody who had a conversation with him, like, he just seemed genuine. You know what I mean? There was no, you never heard any crazy stories around Jerry West. Like, he was one of those people, you know, along with like Kareem and you know, like, just conversations with those guys seemed like real.
Well, so, we'll bring you more as they roll in, but obviously the basketball world is hurting today. Day three of the NBA Finals. Tip-off tonight is at 8:30 between the Celtics and Mavericks. Of course, injury-wise, people looking around at Kristaps Porzingis, who has a leg injury I've never heard of, but they're saying is super...
I didn't even know it was a leg injury until you mentioned it.
Super rare, and... We'll
so that means if it's super rare, then it is even more painful, right?
I would guess so. I don't know.
I'd say you play him, though. What are you saving him for?
I mean, what are you saving him for?
Yeah, like, are you, like, sit down? If he physically can't
I think
fall.
They don't, like, nobody That's wants a KD situation where, like, he tears his Achilles and then he's out for all next year.
Man.
It is kind of crazy, though, like... Kristaps Porzingis was such a key to all of this for their regular season.
Yep.
And they needed him zero in this postseason run, basically.
Well, he did play a hell of a game one.
Yeah, he had a great game one. Everyone's going to forever remember the Kristaps Porzingis two playoff game run where they needed him in game one.
Yeah.
Unless they end up losing, I guess. You know, and he can't go, then I guess it's a big deal. But if they still end up winning this thing.
If they lose and he can't go, it's going to go immediately to. It ain't going to go to nobody. It ain't going to go to Porzingis. It's going to go to Tatum.
Yeah. Right? Well, Tatum's finals numbers over his two finals.
Yeah.
Stink.
Terrible.
Stink.
Hasn't really had a signature moment all playoff.
Nope.
Can't remember one signature moment.
And by the way, people like keep wondering, like, why is this a big deal? Who cares? Hey, if you're a Boston fan, who cares?
For sure.
Who cares? Do we care that Tkachuk hasn't had the best Stanley Cup so far?
Nope.
Absolutely not. But I don't have Tkachuk getting
it. Is it a little bit different? It's a little bit different in hockey.
It's different because you're not on the ice as much.
You can make an impact, and you got to play both ends.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, there's weird things that happen in the sport. You're on the ice for only so much time. The thing is with Jason Tatum's been thrown in our face like he's a godsend
right.
to basketball.
Right. That's what sucks about sports, though. We get these players thrown in our face. And we expect things of them that maybe they aren't capable of, or maybe we shouldn't expect because it'll be either the team they play on or what have you, right? For example, like we call Tom Brady the GOAT, but he's won Super Bowls where he's had 200 yards passing because they were a good team. You see what I mean? And I think that's kind of what's going on with Jason Tatum. Although I will say this, is everything that Jaylen Brown is doing, because of Tatum being thrown in our face, we expected that more from Tatum.
Yeah.
And that's why it becomes, it's not necessarily a conversation, you know, of that team, but a conversation that we have because of how he's been thrown in our face.
Yeah. And it just and look, if he goes and he has 50 tonight, cool. But I don't know. He's
gonna have 50 because here's the deal. He's not the driving force in this series. It's Jaylen Brown. It's Drew Holiday. Like Drew Holiday's numbers are way up, right?
Yeah, so, but his shots aren't like he's still shooting the ball a ton,
right? No, I got you.
It's not like he's sitting in the corner and he's going like 4 for 6.
Right. He's getting his shot.
He's taking over 20 shots. Like it's not like he's not just bowing out. So we'll take a quick break. Back with more after this.
It's our number 2-0 with Tobin and Leroy.
Welcome back, Tobin and Leroy. Take you up until 2 here on the program.
Long as I remember being down.
Talk to our guy David Dork. We'll talk a little Panthers with him coming up. David Benavidez is also going to join the show. He's fighting this weekend against Alexander Vochik on the Gervonta Davis card. So a big double feature in Vegas this weekend. So we'll get his thoughts. Been training in Miami. Been training a little bit with Roy Jones in Miami.
Whoa.
Ah. All right. So we'll see. Canelo keeps ducking him. He wants $200 million to fight David Benavidez.
You know, I keep hearing that Canelo keeps ducking him.
Yep.
And I wanted to know from you, do you think that potentially Canelo could be picking his shots, if you will, the same way Floyd did?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, yes. Definitely do. Definitely do. And I don't – it's not that I am going to crush Canelo for it, because people in boxing have done that all the time.
That's why Floyd wouldn't fight Canelo again.
Yeah, it's nothing – or why Floyd waited forever to fight Pacquiao. Like, it's nothing new. When you're the biggest star in boxing, you get to call your shots. You get to call your shots. But – I just quibble with some of the, you know, I don't like when we get to the point where, like, Floyd was, like, fighting Maidana twice. When it was like, Maidana won 3 rounds against you. You don't need to fight him again. Why are you fighting, all respect, Andre Berto? Like, these are people that should not be in the ring with you. Fight somebody who is worth the amount of money you charge fans to watch you fight, you know? But David Benavidez is a lot bigger than him. And, you know, while nobody has really bludgeoned Canelo, he's got an iron chin, and that's not really David Benavidez style.
The last guy, it looked shaky for a minute. That's it, a minute.
What do you mean it looked shaky?
The fight we went to.
With Munguia? Yeah, but Munguia really didn't hurt him. He didn't really. And then Canelo put him on the ground.
Right.
You know? So yeah, he's picking his shots right now, Marcos, for sure. That's definitely going on. Speaking of carnival barkers who pick their own shots, you guys like lists?
No, I love lists.
You love lists, Leroy?
Yeah.
What is the list of?
Yeah, we love lists.
No, what's the list?
Well, I got many lists.
What's the list of? Because I got to get my mind ready on.
I got multiple lists.
Give me the list we're going to talk about.
Well, we got multiple lists, so I could go any direction you want to go in. Do you want a choice of list?
Sure.
And you could, and then I'll tell you who made the list, and then you can determine
what. Tell me why we're having this conversation, so you can talk about who got snubbed.
So yes. Here's the list. Here are the lists. All right. You got top anticipatory throwers in the league. Top Dolphins coaches of all time, or top 40 quarterbacks in the league. Which one would you like?
Let's go top anticipatory and then go top quarterbacks.
All right. Top anticipatory quarterbacks in the league. This is
you
a
only
list.
Need 5-1.
This is a list made by Kurt Warner. His opinion. That's it. He did research. He dove into the film, Leroy.
I'll let you know if I agree.
So you want 5-1?
5-1.
Okay. Well, his number 5 is a 5-6, so he's already soft.
Okay, this is not getting starting off in the right.
Give me the damn answers!
Number 5, a combination of Kirk Cousins and C.J. Stroud.
Okay.
Number 4, Matthew Stafford.
Yes, agreed.
Number 3, Joe Burrow. Number 2.
Limited time, but okay.
Number 2, Brock Purdy. Brock out.
Okay.
Number 1, Tua.
Yeah. Okay.
Number 1, Tua.
Because here, and here's what I would say about that those lists. Your top 3 guys play in a very timed offense. Right? Is a very time, so it's 1-2-3 ball out, make your decision quickly. So do you do have to be a little bit more anticipatory than all the other guys? Absolutely, because you don't have much time to decide where that ball's going. So that top 3 all playing basically the same offense, think about it, think about the coaches, all from the same tree. You see what I mean? So I could see how those 3 guys would be 1, 2, and 3.
Boudreau.
Are you fine with that list?
Yeah, Tua's number one. I know Frog Boy hates it.
But I knew that beforehand. That's like one of the things that everybody is amazed at.
Why are you dismissing it?
Stunt Steve says, do you have a list of awful segments? Because this might be number one.
No, but I have worst participants of the chat, and he's number one.
Wow, is he? Scooted up to number one. Huh?
Wow. All right.
You want to quibble over it? Who do you think?
No.
I don't understand. About. How is Brock Purdy number two, and two is number one?
Because he's more success.
So wait, you think Brock Purdy should be number one?
Like, guy's mobile. Let's start with that.
Wait. Do you understand what the list is? What is the list, Marcos?
The list is top quarterbacks with the highest expectations to win a Super Bowl.
No, that's not the list.
That's the list.
That's not the list. The list is anticipatory throwing.
Right. And your jackass, the first thing he mentions is mobile. So you already know you can't be considered.
Because this is stupid. It's not a stupid list. It's a superpower. It's not a stupid. You're a stupid list.
I got a list too. Coolest shoelaces.
What? You know,
let's just do random lists since we can do random lists. Who made this list? Pro Football Focus?
Kurt Warner.
Sure, dude. Kurt Warner supposedly did his research. This guy was a bag boy. Let's not forget that.
What are you talking about, dude?
Paper or plastic?
He's got a bust in the Hall of Fame.
Paper or plastic? And a flop of a movie. Did anyone watch that?
Let's move on to the list of quarterbacks.
Dennis Lopez says, totally stupid list.
Totally stupid list.
You guys are bastards. Kurt Warner, you got no respect for Kurt Warner?
So wait, let's just move on.
Movie sucked.
Let's go with top quarterbacks. Let's go 10, though. Because it got 40 quarterbacks. We only want 10.
Well, it doesn't have the same effect with 10. I think, you got to have all 40.
No, but I'm to be honest with you, I'm guessing 2 is 5 to 10.
Oh, do you think that?
Mm. Yeah.
Well, you'd be wrong, Leroy, because this is the 2024 Chris Sims quarterback list.
Oh, God.
I thought it was the same guy.
Oh. No. Kurt Warner's just made. He's got one list that Kurt Warner's made. It's anticipatory throwers.
Is he at least in the top 32?
Tua?
Yeah.
He is in the top 32.
That had to hurt. That had to hurt Chris Sims.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
let me guess where he has Tua.
Okay. Before J Fig throws it up, do you want to guess where he has Tua? Go ahead.
18.
Wow.
Is it 18?
He's good.
Whoa. He's good.
That's amazing.
Point for Leroy.
I'm going to go down this list and I'm going to tell you why it's garbage.
All right.
And I already see two reasons why. Okay. Patrick Mahomes, accurate. Okay. I'll give you Josh Allen, although I would have Josh Allen a little further down because when he hurts you, he hurts you. Right? And you can't have a quarterback top two in the league where he's known for making that pivotal mistake that cost you a game. You just can't. Okay. Joe Burrow.
Boudreau.
I get Joe, but here's the problem. He's banged up. We don't know what he is, and he lost some weapons. Lamar Jackson, absolutely. Matthew Stafford, absolutely. What in the hell has Justin Herbert done? No, tell me. Everybody wants Justin Herbert. What has he done? I'll wait. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
CJ Stroud, absolutely. But only 1 year, so I have questions. Dak Prescott, his own team don't even have him top 10. Why do you have him top 10? His own team doesn't even like him.
That's true.
Okay. Jared Goff, I'm going to tell you something. These are fighting words right here. Trevor Lawrence at number 11.
Yep.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I will fight you. Okay? He should be in the 20s.
Won a playoff game.
No. Kirk Cousins?
Yeah, but
I think he's probably the most underrated quarterback in the league.
What?
Yeah.
And Trevor Lawrence won his playoff game against a choking Justin Herbert.
Yeah. No. Again, I'm past that. Kirk Cousins, Jordan Love, I see what everybody sees. But again, what is that, 1 year he's done it? 1 year. We're putting a lot of praise and hope on 1 year. Aaron Rodgers didn't even play. He played 4 plays last year, and he's on an ayahuasca retreat.
We don't know that.
Instead of going to camp.
We don't know that.
We don't.
Wait till you find out where he was.
Wait, I know definitively where he's not. Mandatory minicamp.
Well, that's true.
Okay? This one here. These next two, you can take 11, 15, and 16, and I'll fight you over this.
Baker Mayfield.
You're telling me Baker Mayfield is better than Tua. You're telling me Kyler Murray is better than Tua. Hell, they almost drafted a quarterback.
That's true.
And you're sitting there telling me that guy's better than Brock Purdy. I'll give you Brock Purdy because he's been playing in the same system longer, but he gets banged up. And then you have Tua. Now, let's take this one step further. We have, in every sport that we cover, in every sport that we play, right, have taken offense to guys getting positions on a list without playing a down of professional football.
Yep.
That's not me making that up.
Mm-hmm.
You see what Caitlin Clark is going through. You see what baseball players go through, basketball players that first get into the league, and football players. There ain't no way in hell Caleb Williams should be in the top 32. Not without playing one single down. Right? And not only that, he's got all of the drafted quarterbacks ranked in the top 32, and one probably ain't going to even play.
I like that he just has Ryan Tannehill with an NFL logo next to him.
Right.
Or higher.
Got no team.
Right.
Crack the top 32.
They must have went golfing together or something.
Loves Ryan Tannehill. Right? Maybe they.
Now,
Tannehill ran routes for him.
Oh. Of the 32 teams.
You know, he used to be a wide receiver.
In the NFL, right?
Yep.
There was only one that wanted Russell Wilson. And you got him 20?
21.
21?
21.
21.
Derek Carr, okay. I would have maybe Derek Carr a little bit higher, but he seems to be falling off. Daniel Jones, are you bleeping kidding me?
Mobile?
Deshaun Watson, listen, you know how I feel about the Browns. Deshaun Watson is probably... I keep him there simply because you got all these rookies and there's a couple quarterbacks I would have below him.
Somebody only wanted top 10 quarterbacks. Leroy certainly is breaking down all 40.
Leroy.
Because it's crazy. This is crazy. This is crazy that you have Trevor Lawrence, Baker Mayfield, and Kyler Murray ahead of Tua.
I think having Jared Goff above Tua is crazy too.
No.
I do. No. I think it's crazy. No. First of all,
Jared Goff's really good and had a good year.
Tua's half his age. He's a journeyman. Nobody really wants Jared Goff. That's who they've been stuck with.
Jared Goff had a really good year.
Jalen Hurts was part of the biggest collapse we've seen this side of the century, and he gets no heat for it just because he made a Super Bowl. Dak Prescott, his own team don't want him. Justin Herbert's a loser. Matthew Stafford's arms made of peanut brittle. Joe Burrow's legs are made of peanut brittle. Okay, Lamar Jackson, love him.
Oh, nice. Okay, all right.
Josh Allen. I'll give Josh Allen just because he's owned the division. I'll allow him to be above Tua.
All right.
Trevor Lawrence. All he has is good hair, and that's it. Knows how to condition. That's it. Kirk Cousins, they've already drafted as a replacement. Jordan Love, half a season flash in the pan. Aaron Rodgers, hippie. Baker Mayfield, journeyman. Kyler Murray, gamer. And when I say gamer, I mean video gamer, not the quarterback kind. Brock Purdy, product of the system.
What?
Well, then if you say Brock Purdy is, Tua's playing in the same system.
Nah, Tua does it better. Tua was the leading passer in the league.
And that only got an 18th.
Ridiculous. Anyway,
and that only got him 18th. Lead the league in passing. You only go 18th.
I just did all this to tell Chris Sims to go to hell.
Go to hell, Chris Sims.
Rats off a ship. Game six.
Rats off a ship.
Ah!
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, Jennifer.
Oh, hello, Jennifer. Hello. A pre-noon arrival.
Whoa.
Hi.
Hello.
By the way, Stun Steve is...
I just came for Rods.
Yeah, Stun Steve has apologized. He said, greatest segment of all time.
What?
Yep. Something like that. He texted me something like that.
I don't...
Pretty sure that's a lie.
Something like that. Nah, he texted me that.
J-Fig's backdrop looks like outside.
It's bad outside, man.
Yeah,
it's bad outside.
It's really bad outside.
It's scary. It's scary.
And it's thunder. There was no thunder before just recently.
In fact, that's our weather update brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call them at 866-954-MORE. It's terrible outside.
No sun.
It's going to rain.
All right, J-Fig, what do we have today for our favorite Wednesday game, Rats Off a Ship?
Well, we're going to start off a little easy here with Canada's Hockey High Horse.
What?
Rats Off a Ship on Canada's Hockey High Horse, dude. I'm sick of them thinking that they deserve more good hockey than we deserve good hockey. They sit here, they think their players can act like criminals doing whatever they want willy-nilly. I saw they're trying to do the old tricks, too, about the attendance. Oh, look at where is everybody sitting down? You guys, let me tell you something right now. Hey, in Canada, you guys pee, okay? People go and pee between periods. Don't act like you don't, all right? What are you doing, peeing your pants and freezing? That's not happening in Canada. Ridiculous. I'm sick of their hockey high horse. Rats off a ship. Leroy?
Rats off
a
ship.
Yeah, I'm rats off a ship. You don't own hockey. In fact, it's been a while since you won. What, did last time a Canadian team won was 1990? Was a long time ago.
Yeah, right? A long time ago, Leroy. Yeah. Exactly.
We have better sports than you. In fact, you let the Canadian football down here, and we won it the year you brought it down here. So, stop.
Bums. J-Fig?
Every time I think about Canadian hockey, I think about Robin Sparkles. Have you guys ever watched How I Met Your Mother?
No.
No.
Some episodes here and there, but I'm not like a fan of the show.
Enough to know deep cut like Robin
out.
Sparkles. Come on, Tobin. What have you been doing with your life? Watching too much Love Island, dude.
Oh, dude.
No.
Let me just tell you something.
Oh, God.
Love Island USA premiered yesterday on Peacock. And
yeah, how was that?
Well, it was great because they brought in Ariana from Vanderpump Rules, who, of course, had to, who's come off Scandoval, where her ex-boyfriend, Tom Sandoval, cheated on her. With that floozy Raquel.
What a floozy.
Yep. And so now Ariana is hosting the show Love Island. Not looking for love herself, strangely enough, but hosting a show about people backstabbing each other in relationships. You can see the irony in it. Hmm. But anyway, she's hosting.
Well, she has a boyfriend, though.
She does. I don't really. It's long distance. I don't really know how that's going to work out. I'll believe it when I see it. But. This Love Island, they've done a new thing here with the USA season. First of all, we're a crass people, okay? We don't have the classiness of the Brits and the blokes.
Ah.
But they've added British people and Australian people to the American season. Great first episode, I gotta say. Can't wait to watch tonight.
So only one came out?
Yeah, it premiered yesterday.
Boring.
I just looked up Ariana, Raquel. I don't know any of these people who you're talking about. Tom, even.
Scandaval, dude.
Not a good move there, Tom.
Nope.
Not a good
ruined him.
Not a good move.
Nope.
Ruined him and their restaurant.
Oh, the Vanderpump restaurant? Isn't that?
He had a restaurant.
No, it was Tom Tom.
He had a restaurant, Schwartz and Sandy's, which is a terrible name on the front. But then you terrible cheat on name. Ariana.
Schwartz and Sandy's.
Big mistake.
Can't believe you.
Big mistake. Big mistake.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Anyway, what was number two?
point is, all of that was to say I'm super Rod Sophership.
Oh, that's
right.
Yeah. Where are your rats, frog boy?
Knock them off their high horse, stupid Canada.
Rod Sophership.
Sick of them, dude.
Done with them.
Sick of them. What do you got for number two, Jennifer?
Mike McDaniel is already ranking third best coach in Finn's history.
Mm.
What?
How do you guys feel about that? He lost by Adam Beasley.
So Adam Beasley put together a list of Dolphins coaches.
Mm-hmm.
And he has Mike McDaniel third already.
Wow.
Yep.
Can you give us the list? Because I love lists. This has been an hour of lists.
I know you love lists.
Pretty good.
This has been an hour of lists. We've done anticipatory quarterbacks.
Oh.
We've done top 40 quarterbacks. Strange. And now we have best Dolphins coaches of all time, according to Adam Beasley.
Anticipatory quarterbacks.
What about anticipatory coaches? Anyway.
He's not. Okay. Mike McDaniel's 32.
He's 32? You think he's 32?
In the league? Yeah.
32nd?
What is his biggest flaw?
Second half adjustments.
So he's 32 in anticipatory.
How is that anticipatory when every time you go into the second half, they figure out what you're doing and shut you down?
I don't know, man. That seems a bit strong. He's had nothing but winning seasons to have him 32 in anticipatory coaches. Anyway, can you give us the list that Adam Beasley has put together, J-Fig?
Please.
Sure. Number one. Take a guess.
Number one Dolphins coach of all time. Joe Philbin.
Yes. Shula.
Agreed. Tough to argue.
Yeah, well, there's no argument.
Old Donnie Shoes has it.
Yeah. Number two.
All right, number two. Mm-hmm. It's Jimmy Johnson.
Oh,
legend. Drafted legends.
And Dan Marino, though. We really want him
Number three. We already know is
Mike McDaniel. Okay, number three.
Hasn't even won a playoff.
Number four.
Is Dave Winston.
Wanstead, right?
Dave Wanstead.
Yeah.
How about?
I can guess that.
Did you call him Dave Winston?
Winston. Dave Winstead.
I did not.
Dave Windex.
When did Dave Winstead coach?
He didn't.
All right. Dave Wanstead.
You guys have a poor connection? I did not say that. And number five. Are you ready?
Yes.
Brian Flores.
Brian Flores, number five. Okay. All right.
Oh.
Number three already for Mike McDaniel.
Oh. And number five for Brian Flores already?
Let's say you can say what you want about Brian Flores.
Yeah.
Brian Flores did more with less than any of those guys.
Yes, that's true. I agree.
So from that standpoint, you can't have a problem where Brian Flores is. It ended horribly, and we all heard the reasons as to why. But if you separate all of the other nonsense and focus on the job that he did.
Focus.
He is the one coach that overproduced with the talent that he had.
Costed us a draft pick, though.
But also disgruntled of some of the talent that he had.
Yes. Hindered okay, but Tua. Still. The results. All you can really go by are the results.
Evan 11 says, no respect for Tony Sperano. I agree.
Oh, Wildcat.
Tony Sperano, only division winner.
Whoa, playoff game, right?
I got to say, the late Tony Sperano disrespected on the list.
Damn. I like that. He is disrespected on the list. Over Wanstead. I want him over Wanstead.
I think Mike McDaniel 3 is too high.
I think it's too high.
I think it's too high. Not yet.
Here's
Rats off a ship. Game 6.
Rats off a ship.
Ah!
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, Jennifer.
Oh, hello, Jennifer. A brand new arrival.
Whoa.
Hi.
By the way, Stun Steve is
came for Rods.
Yeah, Stun Steve has apologized. He said greatest segment of all time.
What?
Yep. Something like that. He texted me something like that.
Pretty sure that's a lie.
Something like that. Nah, he texted me that.
J-Fig's backdrop looks like outside.
It's bad outside, man.
Yeah,
it's bad outside.
It's really bad outside.
It's scary. It's scary.
And it's thunder. There was no thunder before just recently.
In fact, that's our weather update brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call them at 866-954-MORE. Hey. It's terrible outside.
No sun.
It's going to rain.
All right, J-Fig, what do we have today for our favorite Wednesday game, Rats Off a Ship?
Well, we're going to start off a little easy here with Canada's Hockey High Horse.
What?
Rats Off a Ship on Canada's Hockey High Horse, dude. I'm sick of them thinking that they deserve more good hockey than we deserve good hockey. They sit here, they think their players can act like criminals doing whatever they want willy-nilly. I saw they're trying to do the old tricks, too, about the attendance. Oh, look at where is everybody sitting down? You guys, let me tell you something right now. Hey, in Canada, you guys pee, okay? People go and pee between periods. Don't act like you don't, all right? What are you doing, peeing your pants and freezing? That's not happening in Canada. Ridiculous. I'm sick of their hockey high horse. Rats off a ship. Leroy?
Rats off
a
ship.
Yeah, I'm rats off a ship. You don't own hockey. In fact, it's been a while since you won. What, did last time a Canadian team won was 1990? Was a long time ago.
Yeah, right? A long time ago, Leroy. Yeah. Exactly.
We have better sports than you. In fact, you let the Canadian football down here, and we won it the year you brought it down here. So, stop.
Bums. J-Fig?
Every time I think about Canadian hockey, I think about Robin Sparkles. Have you guys ever watched How I Met Your Mother?
No.
No.
Some episodes here and there, but I'm not like a fan of the show.
Enough to know deep cut you're like Robin out. Sparkles. Come on, Tobin. What have you been doing with your life? Watching too much Love Island, dude.
Oh, dude.
No.
Let me just tell you something.
Oh, God.
Love Island USA premiered yesterday on Peacock. And
oh, yeah. How was that?
Well, it was great because they brought in Ariana from Vanderpump Rules, who, of course, who's come off Scandoval, where her ex-boyfriend, Tom Sandoval, cheated on her. With that floozy Raquel.
What a floozy.
Yep. And so now Ariana is hosting the show Love Island. Not looking for love herself, strangely enough, but hosting a show about people backstabbing each other in relationships. You can see the irony in it. Hmm. But anyway, she's hosting.
Well, she has a boyfriend, though.
She does. I don't really. It's long distance. I don't really know how that's going to work out. I'll believe it when I see it. But This Love Island, they've done a new thing here with the USA season. First of all, we're a crass people, okay? We don't have the classiness of the Brits and the blokes. Ah. But they've added British people and Australian people to the American season. Great first episode, I gotta say. Can't wait to watch tonight.
So only one came out?
Yeah, it premiered yesterday.
Boring.
I just looked up Ariana, Raquel. I don't know any of these people who you're talking about. Tom, even.
Scandaval, dude.
Not a good move there, Tom.
Nope.
Not a good
move. Ruined him.
Not a good move. Nope.
Ruined him and their restaurant.
Oh, the Vanderpump restaurant? Isn't that?
He had a restaurant.
No, it was Tom.
He had a restaurant, Schwartz and Sandy's, which is a terrible name on the front. But then you terrible cheat on name. Ariana.
Schwartz and Sandy's.
Big mistake.
Can't believe you.
Big mistake.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Anyway, what was number two?
Point is, all of that was to say I'm super rats off a ship.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Where are your rats, frog boy?
Knock them off their high horse, stupid Canada.
Rats off a ship.
Sick of them, dude.
Done with them.
Sick of them. What do you got for number two, Jennifer?
Mike McDaniel is already ranking third best coach in Finns history.
Mm.
What?
How do you guys feel about that? He lost by Adam Beasley.
So Adam Beasley put together a list of Dolphins coaches.
Mm-hmm.
And he has Mike McDaniel third already.
Wow.
Yep.
Can you give us the list? Because I love lists. This has been an hour of lists.
I know you love lists.
Pretty good.
This has been an hour of lists. We've done anticipatory quarterbacks.
Oh.
We've done top 40 quarterbacks. Strange. And now we have best Dolphins coaches of all time, according to Adam Beasley.
anticipatory quarterbacks.
What about anticipatory coaches? Anyway,
he's not. Okay. Mike McDaniel's 32.
He's 32. You think he's 32
in the league? Yeah,
32.
What is it? What is his biggest flaw?
Second half adjustments.
So he's 32 in anticipatory.
How is that anticipatory when every time you go into the second half, they figure out what you're doing and shut you down?
I don't know, man. That seems a bit strong. He's had nothing but winning seasons to have him 32 in anticipatory coaches. Anyway, can you give us the list that Adam Beasley has put together, J-Fig?
Please.
Sure. Number one. Take a guess.
Number one Dolphins coach of all time. Joe Philbin.
Yes. Shula.
Agreed. Tough to argue.
Yeah, well, there's no argument.
Old Donnie Shoes has it.
Yeah. Number two.
All right, number two. It's Jimmy Johnson.
Oh,
legend. Drafted legends.
And Dan Marino, though. We really want him
number three. We already know is
Mike McDaniel. Okay, that's already number three.
Hasn't even won a playoff.
Number four.
Is Dave Winston.
Wanstead, right?
Dave Wanstead.
Yeah.
How about?
I can guess that.
Did you call him Dave Winston?
Winston. Winstead.
I did not.
Dave Windex.
When did Dave Winstead coach?
He didn't.
All right. Dave Wanstead.
You guys have a poor connection? I did not say that. And number five. Are you ready?
Yes.
Brian Flores.
Oh. Brian Flores, number five. Okay. All right.
Oh.
Number three already for Mike McDaniel.
Oh. And number five for Brian Flores already?
Where are we going here? Let's say, you can say what you want about Brian Flores.
Yeah.
Brian Flores did more with less than any of those guys.
Yes,
that's true.
I agree.
So from that standpoint, you can't have a problem with where Brian Flores is. It ended horribly, and we all heard the reasons as to why. But if you separate all of the other nonsense and focus on the job that he did.
Focus.
He is the one coach that overproduced with the talent that he had.
Costed us a draft pick, though.
But also disgruntled of some of the talent that he had.
Yes. Hindered okay, but Tua. Still. The results. All you can really go by are the results.
Evan 11 says, no respect for Tony Sperano. I agree.
Oh, Wildcat.
Tony Sperano, only division winner.
Whoa, playoff game, right?
I got to say, the late Tony Sperano disrespected on the list.
Damn. I like that. He is disrespected on the list. Over Wanstead. I want him over Wanstead.
I think Mike McDaniel 3 is too high.
I think it's too high.
Not yet.
Here's why it may be too high. Because the other guys have won more. And we're looking at Mike McDaniel. This is his third year. Have two winning records with teams that he's supposed to have winning records with. Nobody thought this of Brian Flores. Everybody was talking about Brian Flores and being a rebuild and tanking for Tua and doing all this stuff, and he still ended up winning.
Huh.
So, yeah.
Tell you what.
Hmm?
I'm looking at some numbers that are a bit alarming in regards to Brian Flores. If you're going to have Brian Flores, number five.
Yep.
49 games in Dolphin tenure, 24 wins.
Purposeful tank in there, though.
Ah, okay.
We have to acknowledge, and also
that's kind of
screwed that up. That was one of the things with him getting fired, and really got fired for very weird reasons. Like, got fired. Okay, didn't like the coach, but also seemed like the owner was going in the direction of Sean Payton and Tom Brady in a nefarious tampering situation. So, didn't really get fired under regular circumstances either. Did sue the team.
Well, Joe Philbin, Adam Gase, Brian Flores, same amount of wins in their Dolphin tenure, 24. Sperano, 29 wins. Wanstead, 42 wins. Jimmy Johnson, 36. 257 for Shula.
But if you are the architect.
So Wanstead had the second most wins.
Yeah, a lot more games, though.
Did put lobster traps in a locker room. That's got to knock you down a peg.
That's got to knock you down.
Got to
knock
you down. Did he have a kicker chop his foot off?
That was Jack Del Rio.
Oh.
Jack Del Rio, okay.
Wow. Should that be held against you?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You can't have weapons in the locker room with these clowns.
He had a tree stump.
Somebody going to play with it.
He had a tree stump with an axe there, Marcos.
Okay, that's fair. Dan Campbell.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. 5-7.
If he had a cameo, or is it only what you've done as a Dolphins coach?
Todd Bowles had a cameo.
He did have those two games with the Oklahoma drill. Great debut for Man Campbell.
That was a good time.
I think we forget. Here's what happens. We forget the good that a coach did when he gets fired. Right? And as much as we complained about Dave Wanstead, I mean,
Dave Wanstead, according to Dalvin Kane, Wanstash greater than McFraud.
Oh,
I don't think so. I can't do that. He put lobster traps in the locker room, and he made Ricky Williams run away to Australia.
But how long was his tenure? 7 years? 6 years?
It was a long tenure. It was a long tenure. He won a lot of games.
73 right. games so, was his tenure from 2000 to 2004.
So just from that standpoint, like you
had the best defense.
Just to be
in
able
world.
To keep the job.
He had a Hall of Fame defense.
Great defense. Had Ricky maybe Williams. The best running back. This, best offensive player we've had since Tyreek Hill took over.
Talents,
Chris but Chambers. Made him go to Australia.
Look at that, dude. And he was too close with Jay Fiedler.
What?
He's the reason he was held back. Just too much
Jay Fiedler. Wait.
Yeah.
You don't realize this.
Yeah.
Jay Fiedler had more success than a lot of coaches, a lot of quarterbacks until Tua.
The one thing I'll say is Mike McDaniel could solidify himself in this list. He's just got to win a playoff game.
Yeah.
He's just got to be around longer.
Got to be around longer, but he three just seems high for me. I think I gotta have.
You know why? It's because it's now, right? Like you, it's certain things.
The reason why you would have him there is he calls the plays, best Dolphins offense we've seen in decades.
Yeah. Okay, again, and then I go to 24 years.
Yeah. But okay, he's having meetings now at 24 after the hour.
Because and are you feeling that way simply because for so many years this has been a defensive-minded organization?
Oh, it's been much more
offensive. And so because it looks so different, you'd say, oh, this coach is better?
It's been much more pleasing.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Only because it's different.
For sure. I'm not disagreeing with you.
It doesn't mean that he's necessarily better.
Take a break. Back after this.